if the new moon is concealed to you because of the clouds, it's a very cloudy, overcast day. If the new moon is concealed to you, فَكْمِلُوا عِدَّةَ شَعْبَانَ ثَلَاثِينَ, then complete the month of Sha'ban by fast, by not fasting, but complete the month of Sha'ban by spending 30 days. Make the month of Sha'ban 30 days. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining that a month starts by the sighting of the moon. The new month starts by the sighting of the moon. And at the same time, the month now will finish by the coming of the next new month by the sighting of the moon. Sumu li ru'yatihi, fast. Start keeping your fast of the month of Ramadan when you see the moon. And waftiru, end the month when you see the moon. Ulama explain that when it comes to the sighting of the moon, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't tell us that we should keep a mathematical, keep a scientific calculation of the days and follow the scientific calculation. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sumu li ru'yatihi. Keep your fast, start keeping your fast when you see the moon. And stop keeping also now when the month ends, when you see the moon. So therefore, this hadith explained to us clearly that is dependent on the sighting of the moon. Many times people, they say, no, we can use our scientific calculations that this is the birth of the new moon. The birth is of the new moon is at this time. So therefore, the month of Ramadan will begin on this day. The month of Ramadan will end on this day. This hadith is so clearly telling us that it begins with the sighting of the moon. And the month also ends with the sighting of the moon. فَإِنَّ غَبِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ, if it is an overcast day, there's no problem. Deen has made it so easy for us that if it is overcast, and here also we understand that you'll get some areas where it will be overcast, and you'll get some areas where it won't be overcast. So if it is overcast in your area, it is overcast where you are staying, and there's no news coming from anywhere else, then what you should do is complete that 30 days. It's one thing. One other thing that ulama explained under this hadith is, no way does the hadith tells us that every single place on this world has to fast on one day. Every single place has to keep end the fasting on the same day. Because if it was such, then you'll find there'll be great disparity, because sometimes in one part of the world it is the first, and already in the next part of the world it's already the second. Or sometimes it's the second and it's the third. So there are great differences in timing, there are great differences in sunset, there are great differences in sunrise. But the hadith has made it so easy for us that when you see the moon, then you keep the month of Ramadan starts, and when you sight the moon, then the month of Ramadan ends. So this completes the chapter on fasting. And aptly, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah has brought the hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam talks about where the month of Ramadan ends. So he ends the chapter also on fasting with this particular hadith. We start another chapter now, short chapter, but also related to the month of Ramadan. باب الجود وفعل المعروف والإكثار من الخير في شهر رمضان والزيادة من ذلك في العشر الأواخر منه. The chapter on the generosity and doing of good, virtuous actions in the month of Ramadan and increasing them in the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. And Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود الناس. As Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was the most generous person. The most generous person you could find was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَكَانَ أَجْوَدُ مَا يَكُونُ فِي رَمَضَانَ حِينَ يَلْقَاهُ جِبْرِيلُ. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be the most generous in the month of Ramadan, at the time when Jibreel alayhi salam would come to him. وَكَانَ جِبْرِيلُ يَلْقَاهُ فِي كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ مِّن رَمَضَانَ فَيُدَارِسُهُ الْقُرْآنَ. Jibreel alayhi salam would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every night of Ramadan. They both would make a door to each other. Jibreel alayhi salam will read to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will read to Jibreel alayhi salam. Can you imagine what a sight? Nabi alayhi salam and Jibreel alayhi salam, they both reciting door to each other. Fala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hina yilqahu Jibreel, ajwadu bil khayri min rihil mursala. This hadith is explaining that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the time when Jibreel alayhi salam would come to meet him, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam will be more generous in goodness. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam will be more generous with good deeds than the blowing wind. You find the wind, when there's a cool breeze, a beautiful cool breeze, people that are staying in a hut also, they'll feel the benefit of the breeze. People staying in a palace also will feel the benefit of the breeze. Person that is staying in the flat high up will feel the benefit of the breeze. Everyone gets that breeze. Everyone benefits from the breeze. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, generosity was such that everyone benefits from the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how difficult it is to believe that he was rahmatul lil alameen. that for the mercy unto the whole of mankind. So how easy it is to understand that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, generosity with his good deeds, was even more generous than the blowing of the wind. The wind is so generous that every person that it hits along the way, it gives everybody something to take, everybody something to enjoy. Every single person on a hot day enjoys that cool breeze. So like that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was more generous even than wind. The wind doesn't leave out anybody. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's style was that. Hazrat, one more hadith and then we do one small explanation. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ إِذَا دَخَلَ الْعَشْرُ أَحْيَى اللَّيْلِ. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that when the last 10 nights of Ramadan would come, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he would spend the night of worship. And what else he would do? وَإِيْقَذَ أَهْلَهُ. He would wake up his family. وَشَدَّ الْمِئِزَرُ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. وَشَدَّ الْمِئِزَرُ, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم would tie his lower garment. In other words, he would exert himself even more in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So careful. Although every night of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the year was a night wherein was spent in ibadat, but here it would have been even more exertion on the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Ulama explain as far as the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned, that he would never ever tell anybody no. On one occasion, one woman had made up a lungi and she had brought it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to present to him as a gift. She said, "Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this year I handmade this, I made it by myself, I made it specially for you." And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in need. Ulama explained, at that time he was in need of it. He needed another, he didn't have another second lungi to wear. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taken that and he had worn it. He just had worn it and he had come out to Sahaba. And one Sahabi had seen it and he put his hand on it and he expressed how beautiful and how nice that lower garment, that lungi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. And he said, "Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can I have this?" So immediately, Nabi alayhi wa sallam, immediately he was in need of it, he just got it, he just wore it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "No problem." He went back into the house, he took out that one and he wore the other one that he had, the old one, and he came and he gave it to this person. So the other sahaba that were there, they got very upset. Very, very upset. They told this person that, "How can you ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for this when he was so much in need of it? Just had worn it, and knowing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tabiat, he would never ever tell anybody no. How could you have done this?" So then, in another hadith, it explains that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this person had asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because in his mind, he wanted to take some barakah from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he wanted to use that item that was given from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his kafan. So in that way, he wanted to take something from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the sahaba had cautioned him. Because of the intense love they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they felt if Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is happy with something, then they will also be happy. If Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is unhappy, they will also be unhappy. So therefore, they thought that this wasn't, and it wasn't the appropriate thing to do at that time to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore, they had cautioned him, they had warned him, and they had told him that how can you do such a thing? Anyway, his thinking was something else at that time. Their thinking was something else, but it shows the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, absolutely no excuse, goes back immediately and gives it to this person. So therefore, Nabi alayhi salam, that if he had something, immediately he would give it. If he didn't have it, his generosity was such, he would take a loan and he would give the person what he could give him. And then later on, he'd try and repay the loan that he had taken just to give the person. So therefore, the poet says, "Ma qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam la qattu." Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam never ever said la, never said this word no. لو كان التشهد لكان لاؤه نعمه. Had it not been لولا التشهد, had it not been for this تشهد, this kalima that we say لا إله إلا الله, لولا التشهد لكان لاؤه نعمه, that even the لا of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم would have been نعم. Even the لا would have been نعم. Yeah, because the kalima got لا إله إلا الله. Because of the لا, if it wasn't for that also, then Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, all his vocabulary wherein لا came, have been naam. He was saying yes all the time. Naam is yes. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was such that he didn't refuse anybody anything. This is just a poem. It doesn't mean in every single situation Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't have stopped somebody, but it's just a poem explaining that the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that no wasn't even on his vocab as far as giving is concerned. All the time Nabi alayhi salam would give and he would smile and he would express his joy, express his happiness at times when it was moment of joy and happiness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shared in the sadness with the people. This is all part of generosity. Sharing in the sadness, sharing in the goodness, sharing in the happiness. Everything Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shared. So this hadith also tells us about the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka. وَنَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ